Thank you guys for tuning into the podcast. It's your girl, Anita Love, coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm good. My family's good. And well, another day above ground, you guys already know. It's been a minute. Christmas has come and gone. So I hope that everyone had a safe, blessed, happy Christmas. I hope everybody's in good health, all of that good stuff. Me, myself, I'm just working out some emotional kinks. Those emotional kinks has a lot to do with the people that I'm around and the way that I process the negativity that is projected to me. I understand that in life, people go through things themselves and people feel things. And sometimes the way you communicate with one another may offend another person or may make another person feel a certain way, whether it's intentional or not, right? So we as human, we can't control how someone else receives the message that we send, right? But we can control the message from them of the way that they receive our message, the way they return, right? The communication to us. I've gotten to the point in my life where I have zero fucks of patience dealing with people that feel that they're more entitled to their feelings than I am to mine. I have zero fucks to give to people that feel like they deserve more than what they give me in return. I have zero fucks to give to people that I give 110% of myself to, but don't receive not even 20% back. I have zero patience to people that use the word can't before even trying. I don't give a fuck about that. Like, I really don't care. Like, I've gotten to the point in my life where I don't feel like I have to explain to someone why I feel a certain way by what you said or did when you don't give a fuck, right? Like, if I say, don't be disrespectful to me, and you turn around and say, well, how are you being disrespectful to me? And I say, well, you raising your voice at me, and you talking to me in a disrespectful tone, I don't appreciate that. And then they turn around and turn it into something else. And then they turn around and want me to explain why I got mad or upset about what they said when they were only trying to explain why they felt the way they feel. I don't give a fuck about that. I don't give a fuck about that. Because right now, it's not about a respectful playing field. It's just about you getting your way and me shutting the fuck up. You know, I've listened to so many podcasts try to talk and minimize Black women. Right? Because, of course, some of us are loud. Some of us can be ignorant at times. Some of us can be very aggressive. Some of us are some very angry Black women. But why are we angry? Why do we act ignorant? You know what I'm saying? Why are we loud? Some people are loud because they happen to be passionate about what it is that they're having a conversation about or whatever the topic is or whatever the situation is. And sometime through that passion, their voice tends to rise. So that makes them look negative. I don't understand that because men do it all the time, right? But in that same breath of the things that people paint against us, we are some very true, majority of the time, loyal women. There are some of us out there that are just very, just, you know, got a lot of work to do, right? But for the most part, we're some very loyal, forgiving people, for the most part. Me, myself, my upbringing have a lot to do with how I am in relationships, how I am in friendships, how I am as a mother, how I am with my family, how I am with my coworkers. A lot of my upbringing have to do with where I'm at in my life. When I was younger, I was very sensitive, very shy. I took a lot of things. I kept a lot of things in. I hid a lot of things because I never felt protected. I never felt believed. I never felt the type of love that I wanted my girls to feel from me. And so there was so much damage and so much pain and hurt that had happened to me. I just thought that it would be best that I just deal with the best way I can. Right? And doing that, I was angry a lot. You know, sometimes if someone say something to me that made me uncomfortable or made me feel a certain way, I became very upset. I became very angry. I was very verbal. I was very outspoken to them about how I felt. And majority of the time, it wasn't necessarily you know, what they said. It was how they said it that would hurt me. It was very triggering for me. But those were things that I had never addressed. I had never had therapy at that time. I had never talked to people about the different things that I had went through, the pain. Like, so much had happened, people didn't know. And to this day, a lot of my family doesn't know, because I don't talk about those things to anybody, because I've accepted a fact a long time ago that majority of my family don't give a fuck about me. Majority of my family can care less what hurts me, what affects me, what doesn't. A majority of my family will never, ever care about me the way I know that I deserved for people to care about me. Period. And I've accepted that. I don't ask for anything in return from them. I don't seek anything. I mind my business. I've disconnected myself from majority of them for a long period of time. I don't come in their circle and invade it. I don't do any of that. And majority of the time, they're not my topic for conversation. I pray for my family as a whole, because I don't want anything. I don't wish anything ill against anybody. So for the majority, for the most part, I pray for my family. But I don't feel one way or the other if I'm around them or not. And that's the truth. And you have to understand, me saying that is, it's big, because I came from a very huge family that I depended on. Like, I felt like if I wasn't around my family, that I wasn't happy, that I wasn't fulfilled, that I wasn't loved, even though I wasn't getting those things anyway. But I still felt like if, as long as I'm connected to them some type of way, a part of me still feel loved. So once I got to the point of accepting that y'all don't care how I feel, you don't care how you talk to me, you don't care that you lie to me, you don't care that you mistreated me, that you mistreated my family, you don't care about the trauma that you've caused my family. You know, once I came to the process of accepting that these people will never change and these people will never care about me and my family, once I've accepted that, I was better. Now, let me say, to get to that point, it was very emotional. It was a lot. But thanks to therapy and God, it was very rewarding, right? So I've had friends that have been through a lot of things. And I, you know, passed and failed in some friendships. And some of the friendships that I felt like I failed at, I really didn't fail. It was just wasn't that friendship and that situation wasn't supposed to go any further. We were supposed to get to the point where we were at in our journey, and then we were supposed to separate and go our separate ways, because I no longer served them and they definitely didn't serve me. And although I would love to feel and believe that I am a good friend, I, at certain points in some of my friendship, I realized that I wasn't the friend that they needed in their life. And then I had got to the point where I'm not going to beg. I'm like, I feel like I'm too old to recruit friends. I feel like I'm too old to go looking for friends. You know what I mean? And I felt like if I put in enough work and time and effort into any friendship that I had, who I am, what I am, and what I stand for, that's enough to solidify what value I should be in anybody's life that's in my life. There were situations that happened that I still do not have answers to. And I know that I'll never get those answers. So I've just decided to move on mentally in my life with those unanswered questions and thoughts, because there's no way I'm going to get the closure that I needed. So I wrote it out and read it out loud, and I burnt it and let it go. And I felt refreshed. And that's the truth. Also, I've had people that, and this is not to talk bad about people or criticize people or insult people, but I've had people in my life and in my space that are so damaged, that are so hurt, that needs healing from a lot of things, that they're unaware of the pain that they project on to other people, right? I've had people that can be unhappy and miserable and get mad at me because I'm not unhappy and miserable about what they feel. Like, I can empathize with you. I can understand where you're coming from and what's going on with you, but I'm not going to make myself mad because you happen to be mad about that. That situation doesn't affect me the way it affects you, and vice versa. Like, and it's some people that no matter what is right, they're going to be on the opposite side of me. If helping a homeless person that you know is really homeless, not on drugs, not trying to get alcohol, really need help, is what I'm saying, dude. They're going to say, yeah, but what if they got a hidden agenda? But what if somebody else? It's going to always be the opposite of me. If I say, you know, let's go do dinner here, they're going to say, well, why we go there? Why we can't just go here? When you've previously could have asked them, hey, you want to go get something to eat? What would you like to eat? Oh, it don't matter. You let me know. And then when you decide, then they say, well, why there? We can. And you're like, what's the point of asking me if you're going to go against it and you're going to choose to do the opposite? And these are small things, but there are so many huge things that have happened. So many huge discussions that have happened. Even when we talk about this thing that was circulating where they say, why do men get treated a certain way when they're asking for help? And I said, well, I don't think that's the case with all men, because there are plenty of families that are pushing their loved ones, men, to speak up and to be verbal and to ask for help and to be vulnerable and show that you know, I see that you need help. I see that you're struggling. Let me help you. That will not take help. But yet you want those people to keep begging you to get help. But yet you won't take the help that you know that you need. And everybody around you see that you need the help, but you won't receive it. But then you got all these things going around like that. This is applies to all families. And that's not the truth. That is so not the truth. You know what's crazy is I've heard more men call women that have mental problems crazy motherfucker, but you're mentally ill, go take your crazy medicine, than I've ever heard any woman tell a man, you crazy, you need to go take your medicine. I've heard it more as a dig and a disrespect against women than I've heard against men. I've heard more women be embarrassed of being honest that they're struggling than I've heard men. And that's the truth. That is the truth. And I'm speaking for me. I'm not speaking for everybody else. I'm speaking for me. So when I hear people say those things, I don't view it the way they view it, but I can see it in both lenses. I understand what that person is saying and how they may feel that way, but that doesn't apply to everybody. And not every woman is closed off to not seeing that a man needs help or a man can do this. I've heard one man tell me that maybe a person can't see that man needs help because he's strong all the time. And maybe he can't really explain how he need help, but he really just need help because he's so busy doing it all. And then I was sitting there thinking, he's married, right? His wife worked. His wife helped pay bills. They have kids. His wife helped, took care of the kids majority of their life, basically by herself, because he was always working and always gone, and made sure the house and things like that is clean. So for her to say that you do it all by yourself all the time, you are discrediting your partner, although you don't see it that way, but that really is what you're doing. And men have a habit of doing that. You discredit the work of the wife and just build you up to not make you look like you're weak. But what is being weak? Why is it that if a man is struggling, that means he's weak? Why? And these are men calling themselves weak because they have no other way to explain what they're going on with them. But you want the woman to make it make sense and to be able to understand it and not call you weak, but yet you're calling yourself weak. But then when a woman call you weak, you or trying to trash them and shit on them. Oh, I can go on and on and on. I said all that to say that it's almost 2023, right? And I know people have their New Year's resolution. Me, I've decided to not do New Year's resolution since COVID, to be honest. Because I realized that life happens, and sometimes you can't stick to those New Year's resolutions. And many times we make New Year's resolutions that we can't achieve. And we're only setting ourselves up for failure, right? So making New Year's plans to be a better version of yourself than what you were the year before is always the best alternative, because majority of the time you can't fail at that unless you don't try. Period. But I decided that I wasn't going to be fussing and arguing with people. I wasn't going to be debating with people. I wasn't trying to explain who I am. Now, don't get me wrong. If I said something or done something to hurt a person, of course I want to know that I hurt you. I want to know what exactly I did to affect you. But what I'm not going to do is ask a person, what did I say or how did it bother you? And yet it turns into a debate. I'm not doing that, because you're not trying to have a conversation with me for me to understand how I hurt you. You're just trying to have a conversation with me so you can win. And this isn't about winning or losing. Because if the point is for us to be able to get along or to have respect for each other, tell me how I hurt you, and therefore I can work on not doing that again. And people that's so hell bent on being right all the time will never fucking get it. They will never get it, and they will never fucking change. Those are the most dangerous people to be around, because they don't see anything that they do wrong. They're never going to change, and it's always going to be a disagreement or argument. It's fucking exhausting. It's fucking exhausting when you're trying to respect people, care about people, be there for them, and everything is a battle with them. Like, I don't have time for that. People are dying left and right. Like, tomorrow isn't promised to anybody. You think that I want to waste my time arguing about something that doesn't serve either one of us? Why? For what reason? So, let's not do that, ladies and gentlemen. We can lead with love and kindness and peace and understanding and still be true to ourselves. We don't have to fuss and argue with people. We don't have to fight with people just because that's what they want to do. And I know sometimes it's hard, because sometimes people be so determined to get a reaction out of you, they keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And the way you know of a person just about negative energy is you take a break from each other, and then you like, okay, well, maybe we're in a better place or more calm. Our minds are at peace. We can talk about this without it being an argument. And the first thing it leads to is, I don't give a fuck about none of that. I don't care about that. Or somebody trying to find a way to minimize how you feel, to lift them up, or anything you say is not what you said, it's the opposite. Or someone trying to tell you that you don't care about how they feel, when that's the point of you coming back to talk to them, and you lead the conversation off with, well, I don't want to fuss. I don't want to fight with you. I don't want to do this anymore. And then they still turn into a fight. You can't win with those people. So you just have to let it be whatever it's going to be. I noticed that a lot of women and men stay in relationships that they really don't want to be in. I know that a lot of men have stayed with women that they can't stand. They hate them. Don't like them, but they won't leave them, because they feel like, oh, I've invested into this home. I've invested into this family. I don't want to start over. I don't want to be going staying on nobody else's couch. I don't want to be going here and people talking about me, because they more worried about outside people than the stress and unhappiness that they bring into themselves and everybody else around them. They worry about everybody else. Knowing that majority of the time they can pick up and start over quicker than that woman with the child or that woman with the children could. But that's the selfishness of people, right? But just like women sometimes won't move on because they don't want to see that man with someone, men do it all the time. They just try to do it sneakily. They try to have their cake and eat it too, but yet they don't want that woman to go nowhere. And they would rather have that woman try to find somewhere to go than for them to have somewhere to go. When you're in a relationship, in your family, friendship, or whatever, and people always telling you, if it wasn't for such and such, if it wasn't for this, or if it wasn't for that, what they wouldn't do, they don't want you around. They don't want none of y'all around. They don't, because you're not doing this on the sake of me. You're doing this on the sake of you and how it's going to look. Because if you can tell me you don't give a fuck how I feel, or if you can tell me to shut the fuck up with that, or you can tell me I don't want to hear that, that's not about me. You don't care about me. And I keep trying to tell people, make people understand, if you're talking to a person about how you feel and they don't even respect it, they don't care about you. So stop asking. I've gotten to the point in my life where I don't even ask people to respect how I feel. Like, if I tell people, stop doing that, stop questioning me about this, stop. I don't even do that anymore, because I've come to the realization that you're never going to change. You don't care, and you just do you. And then eventually, whatever is left of this friendship, relationship, family, whatever, is going to sizzle and die. It's going to part ways. You know what I'm saying? So continue to do you, because if you continue to do the same thing over and over and over, and you keep getting the same results, that's your clue. That's your clue. But don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to have joy? Don't you want to be at peace? Like, don't you get tired of fighting really about nothing? I be tired for people. Let's not go into 2023 with the same mental space, the same attitude, the same perspective, the same attitude, the same energy that we have struggled through 2022. I don't want to do that. And you shouldn't either. But if you got people around you that love you and support you and that is there for you, love them. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you're there for them. Let them know that it's okay for them to be weak and vulnerable. It's okay for them to be struggling. It's okay for them not to be in a place that they want to be without making them feel less than a person, because they're not. And if you're around people that's perfect, that's right all the motherfucking time, that wants to tell you how to do you, but ain't changing shit about them, that hurts other people, don't fucking listen to them. Respectfully, ignore them. Get them away from you. Disconnect yourself from them mentally and emotionally. Because at the end of the day, they want you in the same boat as them. Majority of the time, when people keep giving you that negative energy, they know it's negative. If you keep telling people, why are you being this way? They heard you. They know that you don't like that. They know that you are changing you. They don't want you to. That's why they keep bringing up what have happened and what you did do and how you are. And nothing about you, when they throw it up in your face, is about anything that you do good. Now, when everything is calm and collective and they're at peace and everything is happy, oh, they can lay out a roadmap about how good of a person you are. But when their roadmap is not laid out, and there's lack of communication and people are in their feelings, or people may be upset, or people may be offended, how they talk to you then? How they view you? What's their perception of you then? Because a lot of times people will tell you exactly what they think and feel about you when they're mad or when they're drunk. Listen and trust them to be telling you the truth. That's my time. I didn't mean to come on here and preach all this long time, but I just had that on my heart and I had to let it go. Always work on you. Always standing in your purpose and being true to yourself. And doing that, you may not make other people around you happy. And many times, if people are not on your side, they're going to fight against you. But you got to keep fighting and keep pushing to be a better version of yourself every day, regardless if you're by yourself or you got an army with you. Remember, stay true to yourself. And never let anyone else's thoughts and opinion dictate who and what you think of yourself. Continue to push to be better every day than what you were the day before. And you know when you're walking in goodness and when you're walking in the darkness. You know. So you know the difference when a person is trying to bring to your attention the negativeness in which that you are projecting to people, and when a person is just trying to be hateful and look down on you for trying to be a better person. That's my time. Peace.